This is Susan V. Brock Telluride Inside Now, delighted to be speaking with Zach Steele. He is a writer and an actor in L.A., coming to town with his co-author Adam Carpenter with their play, a major success at the Hollywood Fringe Festival, Me Rich, You Learn. They will be performing at Jenny Frank's Telluride Playwright Festival, which begins Tuesday, July 23rd, and runs through Sunday, July 28th. Me Rich, You Learn goes up on Wednesday, July 24th, 9 p.m. at the Sheridan Opera House. Zach, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Susan.
So at what point in your life did you decide writing and acting were your calling?
I signed up for an intro to cooking class my freshman year of high school, and my mom behind my back, knowing what was best for me, I guess, at the time, took me out of that class and put me into an intro to theater arts class. I guess she saw something in me that I didn't see or didn't really think about. And I took the class, was frightened to death, but found immediate success in there. And then once you get a taste of what it feels like to make people laugh, then it's hard to say no to it anymore. You just got to keep going.
Okay. But did you know, I mean, maybe your mom knew, but did you know you were funny?
Yeah, I did. It was something that I used to define myself in grade school. I was kind of a class clown, per se, you know, someone that would be the person that would make, you know, geometry class less boring by not paying attention and doing something else and being disruptive and you know, taking a hit for the team, as it were. My grades, my mom, my dad weren't very happy about what happened to my grades, especially my conduct grades, but it definitely made for a more exciting classroom and more friends. I got friends that way, as petty as that might sound.
As true to life as that sounds, actually.
Yeah.
So how do you define funny?
It's a very, very, very broad thing, and you can bring about funny in very different ways, namely with words or, you know, physicality. But specifically funny, you know, Andy Kaufman is my favorite brand of humor, I guess, the type of humor where you're not even sure if he's being funny or he actually is the character, or what is this a performance, or has the performance gone to pot in a sort of way? Is he failing at the performance itself? Like when he comes out with the Mighty Mouse theme song and seems as if he has completely forgotten what to do or is completely frozen by the audience, but that's the actual bit itself. It kind of changes the structure of what people thought a joke was. Or Steve Martin in The Jerk, one of my favorite movies, just stumbling through life, a complete buffoon, not knowing the first thing about what to do in any situation, absolutely no common sense, kind of a human in its rawest, most vulnerable form, like a big adult baby.
Perfect. Thank you. So what kind of funny is Me Rich, You Learn?
Well, I would say it's a combination of those two that I just mentioned. It's a show that's about a guy who is attempting to do a certain kind of show, a la Andy Kaufman, with the Mighty Mouse theme song. He's attempting to do something, but due to his foibles, due to his inadequacies, ends up completely failing at that, and something completely different and completely ridiculous ends up happening.
Okay. How did Me Rich come about?
Well, Adam and I wanted to write a presentational show specifically for Four Clowns, to be produced by our theater company, Four Clowns. Adam and I have written many plays before, but this is the first one that we've produced with Four Clowns, the theater company in L.A. Jeremy Aluma is the artistic director. So we wanted to do something that was clown, that utilized the art of clowning, per se. So kind of was a presentational show where it took place, the setting of the show actually was the theater itself, and what was happening to the characters was actually happening in the theater. There's no a step of removal there. It's actually the audience is part of the set. So we wrote this show,
Okay. Thank you. And so what should audiences expect to see when they show up Wednesday night at the Opera House?
I think they should expect to see a very unique kind of humor that they've never seen before. A physical-based humor, a clown-based humor, but it is a very current kind of humor, I believe. But it's also a show that takes you on a journey where you don't really have any idea what to expect next throughout the entire show, and by the end you're left wondering how you got there. But there is a sort of logic to it that is underneath it all, that kind of makes it all make sense.
Wonderful. Thank you. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with writer, actor, Zach Steele. He's coming to town with his play, with his partner and their play, Me Rich, You Learn. It's performed in the context of the Telluride Playwright Festival, which begins Tuesday, July 23rd. Zach, thanks so much for joining me. We look forward to seeing Me Rich, You Learn.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.